Hi, this is Mark. Thank you for joining me on Words of Truth today. I've been thinking a lot lately about what it takes to be happy. I mean, I don't know of anyone who doesn't want to be happy, right? You want to be happy. And yet, studies show in Canada, since 2012, the number of Canadians with major depressive disorder has increased, hold on to your seat, by 62%. That's crazy, isn't it? We're told that 1 in 13 Canadians suffer with depressive disorder, and in 1 in 5 women between the ages of 15 and 24 qualify for anxiety disorder, and nearly 1 in 5 qualify for major depressive disorder. The surge in mental health issues is a result of several factors. The rise in the cost of living is playing a significant role. 39% of Canadians say that economic issues are impacting their mental health with debt, inflation, rent or mortgage payments, and food costs, driving up anxiety and depressions. Worse still, a poll shows that 41% of Canadians facing financial challenges have thought about suicide in the past year. Now, that's pretty sad. And then there are our young Canadians who are the first generation to grow up with social media as an integral part of their lives, and it's having a mental health impact upon them. Social media has changed how we interact with one another and has led to more social comparison cyberbullying. That's right. Stats Canada has found that a quarter of Canadian teenagers and young adults report being bullied or harassed online. That's just astounding to me. And then of course, there was COVID-19 pandemic. Lockdowns, isolation, fear of sickness, growing political polarization have all taken a toll on the Canadian psyche. Canadians whose incomes fell during the pandemic were 1.5 times more likely to be depressed or anxious than those whose incomes rose. Frontline workers were also 1.5 times as likely to be depressed or anxious as those not on the front lines. I believe we're in a mental health crisis in our country and maybe even in our world. And the best the world can do is to throw more money and more pills at the problem, just to numb the pain, but not to get to the root of the problem. Yes, we all want to be happy. But the news is that there is not a magic pill you can throw at it that'll just make it happen overnight. In the same way that there really isn't a magic pill you can take to safely lose 10 pounds in a week. Hey, I don't care what the ad tells you. It's fake news, folks. Even if you do lose 10 pounds in a week, the next week, if you go back to actually eating something or anything at all, you'll gain those 10 pounds back and maybe even more. It's no different with mental health and happiness. As soon as the effects of the pill wear off, you're right back to where you began. Now, in this short podcast, I'm not going to pretend like I have this silver bullet to give you that is going to give you sudden happiness. No, that's not going to happen. But what I do want to do is just get you think, maybe do a little bit more research on your own. Is that all right? I did a bit of a word search in the Bible the other day on the word happy. Did you know that the word happy in the Bible is synonymous with the word blessed? That means that when you're reading in Matthew 5, the Sermon on the Mount, that when Jesus says, blessed are the poor in the spirit, blessed are those who mourn, blessed are the mean, so on, that we could really insert the word happy for that word blessed. Happy are the poor in spirit. Happy are those who mourn. It's the same word. As I did my research for the word happy or blessed, I found it insightful that not in a single reference to the word in the Bible is it that word happy is used alongside getting some earthly goods. Huh. Never says anything like happy is the man who owns a lot of stuff. In fact, that's a lesson that King Solomon wrote about in Ecclesiastes. In chapter 2, he wrote about how he sought after self-indulgence. He said, "Laughter, it is mad. And pleasure, what use is it?" He built houses and planted vineyards and had great possessions. And in the end, he said, "All was vanity and striving after wind, and there was nothing to be gained under the sun." But instead, here are a few snapshots of what I found to be true about happiness as I searched the Word of God. We're happy when we seek wisdom. We're happy when we're corrected by the Lord. We're happy when God blesses us with children. We're happy when we eat the fruit of our labors. We're happy when we put our hope in the Lord. We're happy when we find wisdom and knowledge. Furthermore, we gain happiness when we show mercy to the poor and when we're generous. And also, we're happy when we keep the law of God. We're happy when we don't sit in the counsel of the ungodly. We're happy when our sins are forgiven. And I could go on and on and on, and I think you get the picture of what it means to be happy. It has nothing to do with getting physical things. None of what the world tells us makes us happy actually does. It's no wonder so many people are depressed and why the suicide rate is so high. It's because people are listening to the lies the world says about what will make them happy, and it leads to more emptiness. The number of likes we get on social media does not lead to true happiness. And gaining more possessions or more of the world's admiration is not the key to happiness. I've heard people whose marriages have broken make the statement, "I just wasn't happy." Can I suggest that those people are looking for happiness in the wrong place? No. Don't look to marriage as the place to find happiness, because you won't find it there. Oh, we can be happy in our marriages, but marriage isn't what makes us happy. Do you see the difference? So many people have tried all those means and have found happiness, and they discovered them all to be shallow images of what they're really looking for. Let me offer you a few things to consider in your pursuit of genuine happiness. First of all, don't confuse happiness with joy and contentment. You see, inner joy isn't necessarily a feeling as much as it is a mindset that for Christians, we're able to say, even in the midst of some trial, hardship, difficult time, that God has got this. It's an attitude of contentedness in the Lord. And then secondly, in your pursuit of happiness, don't look to this world or to the economy or having more stuff as being the source of your happiness, but instead begin looking to God's word for the true source, which is found in the same things that I mentioned earlier, like being generous, walking in obedience to God's word, taking care of the poor, looking for wisdom from God, and so on. I'd like to challenge you this week just to investigate why those things might be the source of happiness. And I think what you'll find is that most, if not all of them, have to do with either an attitude or something we do in service for others. Solomon said in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13, "The end of the matter, all has been heard. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." You know what he was saying? He was saying, walking in light of God's word and the example of Jesus is the true source of happiness. and everything else is just a dark hole that you can never escape from. Now, having said that, I want to conclude by simply encouraging you to seek a close relationship with Jesus Christ. If you've never accepted Christ as your Savior, well, start there. Just bend your knee to Him and ask Jesus to come into your life, forgive you of your sins, and become the King of your life. And you'll find that taking that first step will release you from the burden of this world and start you down a path that will lead to happiness. And if you want to take that step today, go ahead and do that. And if you want to contact me and let me know that you made that decision, I'd like to send you something that will encourage you in your spiritual growth. Thanks for joining me today. I hope this helps. See you next time.